I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love, a little bit of love. One of the funniest moments in my other podcast, Psycomedy, was when a comedian said she used to give herself a little bit of pleasure as a kid around her grandma's house. Her grandma used to have glass fruit, as did my grandma, but I never thought of doing this with my grandma's glass fruit. My grandma, this comedian used to rub herself with a glass pear, which became known in the family as her happy pear. Oh, Nanny, I want my happy pear. Can I have my happy pear? Hilarious. And sometimes, you know, a little bit of love, a little bit of love is all you need. You know? I've heard other people talk about, you know, table corners, washing machines. I'm trying to think back to my own hand. You know, the back of your own hand. Sometimes a little bit of love is all you need, just to take the edge off. Just to take the edge off. You're feeling horny? Just take the edge off. You'll feel so much better. You don't need to go through with the whole charade, the whole messy charade. So much effort is involved with going through the whole charade, you know, whether it's on your own or with someone else. You know, you fancy someone. This is where it starts, obviously. You fancy someone. You get that tingle. You get that tingle down. I'm just touching it. You get a tingle. So what do you do about that tingle? Well, you go on a few dates and, you know, and then if you get lucky, you're taking the edge off during these first dates. Fucking hell. But then you make love and the edge is truly taken off. It's all great, isn't it? You know, then there's little arguments and with that love, you know, this splitting up with that love, there's divorce, there's acrimony, you know, there's building a life together, isn't there? There's, oh my goodness, it's so exciting, isn't it, when you're building a life together and falling in love. There's so much love, isn't there, when you're falling in love. So much love. You could do anything with that love, couldn't you? You could spend 3 months in Thailand with that love. That love could take you on constant trips to around the world to celebrate that love with your friends, because there's so much love. And that love buys you your first flat together, which becomes your first house together. And then that massive amount of love finally and beautifully brings you a new little addition to that love, and something to share that love. No, not share it, add to it. What was a lot of love is now love squared, as you have a family and you thought you knew what love was, but now there is such an enormous amount of love, it is dripping over the sides. And you're making love because the new addition to the family wants a friend, so more love and more love, and that love is added into the big mix, and then it's love cubed. It's love cubed, isn't it? Such a large amount of love, and you've built up this massive house of love, this palace, this fortress of love, this castle. Love. And all that from that one little tingle in your groin, one little need to be rubbed. All of of this from that. The fortress of love. The palace of love. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, 'cause I'm needing a little bit of love. A little bit of love. I need a little love. All from that little bit of love that you needed. And then you're about 40 and you... you stand back together and you look at this love palace that you've built together, and the love paradise. You notice a tiny little crack in the wall. And you go up close and you think, is that a crack? And she says, nah, that's not a crack. And you're sure it is a crack? And you say, no, that's definitely a little crack. And she says, let's agree to disagree. And you go inside together and you sit on a chair made of love, in a house made of love, surrounded by children made of love. And you look up at the wall and you think, there's definitely a crack there. There's a crack on the inside as well. That's worrying. And she says, no, there's definitely no crack. And you say, why are you trying to deny there's a crack when it's plain for all to see there's definitely a crack? And she says, there might be a crack, but I'm happy. And you say, well, I'm not. I need to fix the crack. And she says, just fuck it. I'm going out. You think, well, what the fuck's just happened there? And you're left alone, sitting in this palace of love. Maybe the kids are screaming and playing around upstairs. But you're just alone. With everything that love has made, everything love has bought, the table, the chairs, the sofas, the photographs, the art, the children, the memories, all made of this huge amount of love. And there's suddenly nothing else to make. Everything's been made. There's nothing else to do, nowhere else to go. And you look up and that crack has suddenly got a lot bigger, and it gets bigger and it gets bigger until the whole thing starts to crumble on top of you. And you say, kids, run! Run! The house is falling down! And the kids say, what are you talking about, Daddy? The house is fine. And then she gets home and you kind of blink and she says, as I've told you, there is no crack. We're all fine. Me and the kids are fine. But you know, the palace of love has definitely crumbled, but everyone else seems okay, and it's only you that can see it. But there's nothing you can do. All the ceilings and the walls and photographs and memories fall on top of you, and you're screaming and no one can hear. And then as you're lying on the floor, a glass pear rolls towards you and lands right by your crotch, and you like roll onto it, and you suddenly think, well, this feels nice. And you start to rub yourself on it and you think, oh, that feels fucking great. After a few seconds, you feel totally better, and you close your eyes and you feel good again, you feel alive again, and then you open your eyes and none of this has happened. Thank God. None of that had happened. It was all a dream. Because you were the clever one at school, you listened to all your teachers, you listened to your podcasts. Podcast that told you that everything you have ever been taught you should do, you shouldn't do, because everything that you will do crumbles. You'll spend years building things up only for them to fall down. And you'll be the only one that sees they're falling down sometimes. And you should do none of these things. Just step back. Step back. Step back from the brink and grab that happy pear and give yourself a little bit of love. A little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Literally, all that pain for all those years and for what? All you had to do was to give yourself a little bit of love. Just take the edge off. It takes about 15 seconds. No mess, no cost. And you'll be totally happy forever. You never need to rely on anyone else. It's bliss. I hate to break it to you, but as a pair, you will never be happy. You'll only be happy with a happy pair. So go forth, people, and buy that happy pair. Give yourself a little bit of love. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, 'cause I'm needing a little bit of love. A little bit of love, a little bit of love. I need a little love. That's the love to you all. Just a little bit. Just to take the air.